Kissing Strangers DNC on Today FM. Just got a text from my my taxi driver, Alan. He said, if Barry Manilow wins Car Kitchener Canteen, I want a steward's inquiry. Well, we'll find out at the end of the show, but we have a guest in studio right now. It is time now for my favourite part of the week. It is, of course, Celeb versus Pleb, our controversial quiz where we pit one of our fabulous listeners up against a celebrity in our phone book. We've had Jack Whitehall, Panty Bliss, Danny O'Carroll, Keith Duffy, Dustin the Turkey, Danny from the Coronas, PJ Gallagher. And today we have another mystery celeb joining us in studio, not on the phone, which is a rarity, and I'm very grateful. We've 30 seconds quickfire general knowledge questions. One question is thrown in for each person on their specialist topic. Now, who is it, Ali? Who are you saying? Tell us. You've kept us in suspense. Well, he is none other than the nicest man in Irish sport. It is, of course, rugby legend and dishy sexy man, Dunica O'Callaghan. Hey, how are you, Dunica? You all right?
Yourself?
I'm very good. If I could find your mic there, that'd be great.
Yeah, Noor Hassan, how are you?
I'm very good. How are things with you?
Yeah, I'm not bad. I'm back into pre-season training with rugby, which is this horrible time of the year where they think they've got greyhounds instead of rugby players and run us around like Egypt.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing at the moment.
Because you're playing abroad.
I'm playing in Birmingham. Yeah. It's not that far. It's amazing though. My teammates, they're, what are you doing for the weekend? And I'm going home to Cork, and they're like, you're going to Ireland. And then they're, it's not near Zimbabwe, like, you know what I mean? I will be over there in 2 hours. But
you fly into Cork, do you?
I fly Birmingham, so Cork. Yeah, it's great. It's great. Look, for me, my family being at home and being brought up around Cork is more important than them.
You've so many children. I mean, I'm not surprised, because if I was your wife, I'd be doing the same thing, and I'm not surprised there's been a few mistakes, you know. But
easy, no?
But how many have you got? Four kids?
We have four kids, yeah. So Sophie's nearly seven, so They're great fun though, and I suppose it is a bit of a sacrifice being away, but the selfish idea when you're in bed at 8 o'clock at night and getting in uninterrupted sleep and hanging around the lad's house playing PlayStation or going to the cinema twice a week or bowling, you know.
Do they know who their dad is? Yes.
Yeah,
is there an age where they start to realise my dad's a rugby legend? Or
well, some of them they've no knowledge of that, but they know that I'm on the phone, so it's every now and again, like, how are you here?
I know, I wasn't accusing you of that. Oh my God, that's so harsh.
This is vicious.
That is such a misunderstanding in what I was trying to say.
Okay.
So what I meant was, do your kids know you're Dunica O'Callaghan, the rugby legend? Not do they know who you are because you're away from home. So
I'm hypersensitive around it. they have no interest or knowledge in rugby, and it's beautiful. Okay. It's great. They, if anything, they probably know me from the RT programme What's Your Game.
They think
that's a bit silly, it's a bit of fun, you know, my dad's on the telly every now and again.
Yeah, and presumably they'll watch Ireland's Fittest Family when that comes out.
Yeah, they will, hopefully. So
who's doing that with you? Are you going to be a team coach?
Yeah, I'm on with David Fitz, Dervil O'Rourke, and Anagiri. So
brilliant.
I'm nervous about it. They're a tight little team already, and I'm the new guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like joining secondary school late.
You know, that's fantastic.
Kind of, I don't know. I'm looking forward. It'll be a bit of fun. I'll be honest, I've no knowledge of coaching.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to take it like I'm a family member.
Yes.
So I'm just going to embed myself in these people's houses.
That's probably the right way to do it.
I don't know, is it? But they could get odd when it comes to meal times and I'm horsing all their food.
Good man. I'm so sorry that you thought I went Pat Kenny on you there. Just put you on the spot. That's not this kind of show. It's not that face on you. You were like, whoa, Al Porter has gone really dark really quickly. And you'll be playing against James Callaghan. How are you, James?
Not so bad, Alan, yourself.
I'm very good, James. You're a Kilkenny man.
I am indeed, yeah.
Have you ever seen Dunica in action? Do you ever go see one of the rugby matches live?
No, I haven't. And I'm in college in Limerick, but I've never actually gotten over for a game at home. So.
Oh, we'll have to get you down.
Yeah, send them on. Send on to take us there, no matter.
Now, James, I'm told that you ride for a living.
Yeah, I'm just in the yard here now. I'm just hooking up with another horse.
Oh, good man. So what are you doing to the horse today? You're lunging it.
Yeah, and then, it's only his second day being ridden, so...
Okay.
Kind of dangerous for sure.
How do you get him used to being rode?
get on and train stay on, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, so the specialist, Dunnigan's having a bit of a fit over here.
I'm done. Take it away, James. You win this one.
The specialist topic, James, is for Dunnigan Munster Rugby and for you, The Walking Dead, because you've read the comics and everything.
Go on.
You've read the comics of The Walking Dead.
Yeah. Well, I kind of got bored there when I was in college and, download one every week or something. Read one or two,
Okay.
As you do, James, in college.
Yeah.
James, I'm going to give you a head start because I'm going to make Dunica go first, all right?
Brilliant.
You'll get a sense of what it's about. Dunica, are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, you tell me when to start the clock.
Let's go.
Don't mess up, Dunica.
Yeah.
What country would you be in if you had rupees in your pocket?
Turkey.
The plantar is found in which part of the body?
Foot.
Name the former Munster and Ireland legend who was the poster boy for Bovaseal dry cow teat seal and treatment.
Is that me?
Who won this year's Eurovision Song Contest?
Oh, Australia.
The Soprano family lived in which US state?
Oh, don't know.
Where would you find the Sea of Tranquility?
Don't know.
Rory McIlroy is famous for which sport? Wait, hold on. I've always wanted to say, I started so I'll finish.
Here we go.
Rory McIlroy is famous for which sport?
Golf.
Correct. Pamela, you've got the scores. Dunica, you didn't do too badly. You got 3.
Oh, very good. I need a few geography lessons after it, though.
India is where they have the rupees.
There you go.
Portugal was the winner of the song contest. New Jersey is where the Soprano family lived. The moon is where you will find the Sea of Tranquility. You were, of course, correct with golf, the foot, and you were correct with you were the poster boy, Dunica, for Bovaseal dry cow teat sealant treatment.
I'll be honest, there's worse things out there than that on me. You know what I mean? When you Google Dunica O'Callaghan, bigger images come up that are more embarrassing.
I have evidence. Look at you there in your little shorts. I have a picture I'm showing him.
I'll take that one. On the scheme of things, that isn't too bad. The funny thing is, John Hayes is a farmer and he was there to me, what do you do with that product? And I was there, I actually don't know.
So. Now, James, do you think you can do better than that?
Yeah, fact.
Yeah. Oh, wow, fact.
Yeah.
Good man, James. I like it. Tell me when to start the clock, James.
Hold on 1 second.
There'll be something on.
You want me to start the clock, James?
Started.
Termonfeckin is a village in which Irish county?
Kildare.
True or false, Horsey McHorseface is the name of a race-winning horse?
True.
Where in the body would you find the patella?
The leg.
What music legend was born Reginald Dwight? Daryl Dixon plays which character in The Walking Dead? Ziggy Stardust was the alter ego of which singer?
David Bowie.
Okay, I'm going to keep your clock going. Oh, that's a very long 30 seconds. Who is our new Taoiseach?
Leo Rack.
What is wine made from?
Grapes.
Wall of Glass is a single by which former Oasis member?
Liam Gallagher.
You Had Me at Hello is a famous line from what movie? Pamela is male or female?
Female.
I'm Gay or Straight?
Gay.
Okay, all right. How many points did you get? You got there in the end with 9? No, 8 points. Hey!
Nice one. Long way.
Shambles.
James, after a very long 30 seconds, you have won a pair of tickets to see Passenger in the Ivy Gardens on Friday, the 23rd of July. They're in the post.
Perfect. Thank you, Tim.
Okay, good man. Best of luck with the riding, James, okay?
Thank you.
Bye. Do you want to say goodbye to Dunica?
Good luck, Dunica.
See you, James. Well done.
Best of luck this season.
Cheers. Thank you.
Bye, James. Bye-bye. Now, Dunica, I haven't said this to any of the celebrities, but secretly I think you might have won.
Yeah. Do you know what? For a few seconds, the competitive edge kind of came out and I was like, that's not fair. And then I was thinking, does it really matter that I lost on the Walking Dead questions?
I know, but it was actually because most of the other celebrities are quite gracious, you know, they kind of go, oh, I'll get a few wrong.
No, I was trying to beat him.
Yeah, no, I know. I was getting worried.
If I'd known, I would have had a few geography lessons last night.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, yeah. But you're loving life. You're so happy. You've got a gorgeous tan. You don't look.
No, but thank you. Because Jenny was saying, she was there, what are you going to chat to Al Porter about? I was there. I was there, panto and my tan. And we're away. You're like, we have common ground.
Oh, perfect. I love you very much. The best of luck, okay?
Cheers,
and I can't wait to watch you on Ireland's Fittest Family, which will be RTE1 very soon.
Thanks very
Ladies
much,
and gentlemen, it's Donnacha O'Callaghan. For female listeners, he was topless throughout all of that. Al Porter, Today FM. This weekend.